I'll tell you right now, the thing that's been most impressive tonight is watching Cooper Michalski underneath the hoop tonight. He is doing good pump fakes, keeping his pivot foot down, really maximizing his reach and speed and power underneath the hoop. First free throw attempt is a miss, and let's see if he can make the second one. Push this game within one. Second shot is up. Second shot is in. Score is now 16-17. Fighting Cardinals in the lead with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left in the first half. All right. Lucas Pifner has the ball right now. Talking to his team right now, trying to set it up. Gets the ball over to Pence, who then gets it to McCarty. Goes back over to Pifner. At the top of the key, we're just kind of looking at passing it around the three-point line. Fender passes it over to Pent for an open three at the corner. Misses. Michalski gets the defensive rebound. He's driving up the hoop, makes a 1-2 step, misses the layup. Ball's passed to Fender up the court, and man, they are just sprinting up and down this court. We have a foul. Looks like, we'll see if it was, I'm pretty sure it was a reach-in. Yep, it was a reach-in foul by the Screaming Eagles, so the Fighting Cardinals will keep possession of the ball. All right, and with that, the Screaming Eagles are going to call a 30-second timeout. The score is 17-16. Fighting Cardinals in the lead with 4 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first half. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction,
heck yeah!
Welcome back to the game. My name is Steven Jellin on behalf of 98Q. Watching an exciting, very competitive match between the Swamming Screaming Eagles hosting the Fighting Cardinals of the Newman Catholic Boys basketball team. They are in the lead, 17-16. They have the ball, too. Fender passing it in between him and Pifner right now at the three-point line, trying to see if they can't make a shot opportunity. Gets the ball to Penn, then to Spicella, then back to Fender. He just takes a contested three. Off the rim, misses, and then we have a offensive rebound. Pence got the ball. He's looking inside, gets it back outside. Defender again. Makes a nice move. Creates his own space for an open three. Makes it this time, pushing the score to 20-16. Very nice, my man. Quincy Fender showing he's got some good ball handling skills there. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. Miguel has the ball. The ball gets knocked out of his hand. And they're saying the ball went off of the Screaming Eagles, so it's going to be the Fighting Cardinals ball. Okay, ball's passed in. Pifner has it, carrying it, gets it over to 22 for an open look. No one was even guarding him. And the Screaming Eagles are just lucky he missed that one. Pent was open, open, open. Poor pass to Corbin Phelps, and now it gets intercepted by number 3, who then decides to take his open look. This is too many open looks given to the Fighting Cardinals. Screaming Eagles, you gotta contest these. And if you're a Fighting Cardinal, you just keep taking them. If you're open, take those shots. All right. The game has finally been slowed down. Screaming Eagles got the ball, retention of the ball again. A.J. Morgan makes a nice little move. Pass the ball underneath to Michalski by a good move there. That's the winning formula so far because that was a great layup by Cooper Michalski. Score is now 18-20. Fighting Cardinals still in the lead. Pichella gets the ball out to Pent. He has an open three chance, decides not to take. And then back to Pent again. Looking to Fender at the top. Nice screen given by Pichella. But the Screaming Eagles beat it. He decides to take a contested two-point attempt on a running fadeaway, and he missed. That would have been a difficult shot to make. All right, Corbin Phelps has the ball. Looking. It's to A.J. Morgan, who tries to drive inside. Does a little move like he's Tony Parker from the Spurs back in the 2000s, and he misses. If you watched the basketball in the Spurs during those years, you could literally see it if you close your eyes. He was like literally behind the backboard to try to do like a floating windmill layup and missed it. All right. Screaming Eagles have the ball. They're passing it in. Michalski gets it underneath, and he's doing a great job absolutely navigating the paint. He's making everybody miss. He makes another layup and draws the foul. The game is tied, and he has a chance to take the lead on a three-point opportunity here. 1 minute and 51 seconds left in the first half. The score is dead tied, 20-20. Both these teams came to win tonight. I am watching great basketball. Ah, this is good. It is a good night. Free throw up, free throw in. Screaming Eagles are now in possession of their first lead since they opened the game with a three-pointer to go up 3-0. Score is 21-20 with a minute 45 in the first half. Fender's got the ball for the Fighting Cardinals. Gets it over to Penn, who's looking. Back to Fender. Looking. He gets the screen off of Spicella. Doesn't work. Screaming Eagles fight through it. Ball gets over to Piffner. Then they go reversal pass all the way across the court to Penn, who then, great job by Spicella getting the offensive rebound. Gets the ball back to Penn, who then makes that three-pointer. The lead goes right back to the Fighting Cardinals. It's now 23-21 with a minute left in this first half. A.J. Morgan draws in the defense, passes it back out to Miguel, who then gets it back to A.J., back to Miguel, back to A.J. They're just moving the ball between each other, trying to fish it out. All right, top of the key, Miguel gets it over to Bogard, then back to Miguel. Bogard's got the ball. Back to the corner, back to Bogard, and then gets it over at the start. A.J. Morgan calling how he wants his guys to move. Takes a long three-point attempt. That was like 5 or 6 feet behind. He thought he was Steph Curry there. Great job by Fender. He throws up an air ball on his three-point attempt, and A.J. Morgan got the carry up the court, goes to the layup, draws the shooting foul, and now he's going to have two free throw attempts there. He took a hard hit on that one. Okay. He's talking with the refs like, you okay? He's like, yep, I got it. So the A.J. Morgan is going to have two opportunities. Oh, we have a potential bloody nose. Nope, we're good. We're good. He's checking with the ref right now to see. It looks like he took a hit. Oh, he's good. All right, ref cleared him. There's no blood or nothing, so we're good. Thumbs up. All right, 33.9 seconds left in the first half. Screaming Eagles down by two with two free throws. All right, set, first, and miss. Okay, A.J. Morgan going to want to push this within one. Really competitive first half. Fighting Cardinals, if they can get the rebound here off a miss, they have one more offense potentially to push this lead further. Ball is up, ball is in. Okay. 33.9 seconds left in the first half. The score is 22-23, Fighting Cardinals in the lead. And now Fender has the ball, and he's slowing it down. They want this to be the last. This good heads-up play. They want this to be the last offense. Okay. Here we go. He's just kind of by the half of the court, gets it over to Penn. He's looking, gets it to McCarty. 17 seconds. Then defender. The top of the key. Like I said, he's just checking the clock. I can see him. He's literally looking up at the clock. 10 seconds is about to happen. Fender still has it. Gets it over to Penn. Back to Fender at the top. 6 seconds. They're going to take his shot here soon. And there, Penn gets it. Shoots up a long three. And it is a miss. End of the first half. Great first half. Fighting Cardinals are visiting the Swamigan Screaming Eagles, and they are in the lead, 23-22. What a game. What a game. This might be my favorite game I've casted so far this year. Both teams are making great, great ball movement, good defensive effort, great job underneath the paint, good shooting from beyond the arc. Because, like, honestly, you would expect, well, 22-22, they're missing everything. They're actually not taking a lot of shots. They are being very picky. Well, picky is the wrong. Picky makes it sound like it's a negative term. You know, they're being selective. I think that's a much better way of saying it. They want to take good shots. They want to take shots that have a higher percentage of making if they're open. So I think that's good heads-up basketball. If you're just joining us, the halftime has just started. The Swamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinals. The Fighting Cardinals are in the lead 23-22. We're going to take a 2-minute ad break before we kick off the Forward Bank halftime show. Don't go anywhere. See you in 2 minutes.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back to the Ford Bank Halftime Show between the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles hosting the Fighting Cardinals of the Newman Catholic Boys. Cool. Incredible game so far, let me say. I mean, when you look at the one game plan there, it looks like both teams came out with the intent to play disciplined basketball. And what that means is low turnovers, high pass rate, and good shot. The shots you take have good shot percentages, right? And then whether or not you make them or not is kind of, up to the person making good shots. Like, what I mean by, like, good shot percentages is not that their shot percentage is good. It's just that, like, when you take a three-point shot, is it contested? Are you guarded? Are you 5 feet back from the line? Right. The shot they're making is a high percentage shot. It's like a thumbs up. You weren't guarded. You were in a good spot. You received a good pass. You were able to set your feet and take a good shot. I'll say right now, the Fighting Cardinals, they have been looking and taking way more three-point opportunities, whereas the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles have been taking, they'll take their three-point shots, like if they're really open, but you can tell that they want to get the ball underneath. So before I get to the Screaming Eagles, what I really love seeing tonight for the Fighting Cardinals is two things. The coach, I think the coach is very, very much pleased with what he's seen. Obviously, he's in the lead by 1 point. Obviously, that's not a comfortable lead, right? But, I don't think he called a timeout once in the first half, because the boys on the Fighting Cardinals, they seemed poised. They seemed in control. I think their conditioning is great. They're not looking tired. Obviously, there were some substitutions during some free throws and stuff like that. But, like, I would look over to the right, and I think the game plan was very clear and concise, and the boys are executing great on that side. So going into halftime, you got a one-point lead. And so emphasize, I guess is one word to put to it, is I think just better ball control. There was a few times where they would, like, pass underneath, and I'm not kidding. It went straight to a Schwamig and Screaming Eagle. Like, it almost looked like that's what they were trying to do. Obviously, they weren't. But it was like, so I don't know if a guy was supposed to be there, or if the ball slipped and they're just passing too hard. But if they clear up that those kind of silly turnovers, I guess is a word you could put towards it, then they're going to be in a much better position because they're making shots. They really are. That's why they're in the lead. But the Schwarman Screaming Eagles, I mean, sometimes you come in with a game plan and you find out that someone's got the hot hand. And right now that hot hand, his name is Cooper Michalski. All right, their sophomore, number 30. He is making magic happen in the paint. Whether he's in the paint by the free throw line or paint underneath the hoop, right now, if I'm the coach, I'm looking at the team and saying, Cooper, you're the guy. You know, you're the guy tonight. A.J. Morgan, Corbin Phelps, Heckendorf, all these other kids on this team, Miguel, they need to prioritize getting the ball to Michalski underneath the hoop. And I mean, I'm not kidding. If you're here, he's getting the ball, and he's using his pivot foot perfectly to pump fake, turn, and then he hasn't dribbled yet. So then he'll take a 1-2-step dribble and then land, take his pivot, commit again, dodge one or two more off of a pump fake, and then make the layup, and he's drawn the foul twice for a three-point opportunity. So, I mean, Screaming Eagles, both of these teams are going to say we came with the right game plan. I don't think either of the coaches are going to make any drastic changes, nor should they. Because what they're doing is working. The game's within 1 point, right? 23-22. And so I think it's whatever team can stop making mistakes is going to start getting more opportunities to drive the score up. And that's it. I think that's pretty simple. All right. Fighting Cardinals are coming back on the court to do warm-ups. So there's 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in this half. That's been the halftime show for the Ford Bank halftime show. That's obviously my opinions, but I am loving what I'm seeing. We're seeing disciplined basketball, well-coached basketball, well-played basketball, and I'm excited for what the second half has to bring, and I'm excited to bring it to you. So don't go anywhere. We're going to take another two-minute ad break, and that should bring us up right up to the second half. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back to the second half. We are about to kick it off between the hosting team, the Schwarming Screaming Eagles, versus the Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinals. Great game so far. If you're just tuning in, we're going to have 18 minutes of super competitive basketball, and you're asking, why do you know that, Steve? Why do you know that? Because the game's 23-22 with the Fighting Cardinals in the lead. It's been a great first half. and we are underway. Ball is passed in immediately to number 22, which is Kent, and he misses his three-point opportunity, and now A.J. Morgan has the ball, and they are looking to take the lead. Patient basketball, getting the ball to Phelps on the outside, then over to Bogard. Oh, Corbin Phelps is an errant pass. A.J. Morgan was able to recover it before it went out of bounds. Phelps has got the ball again. Wants to make sure his guy's looking at him. There we go. Bogart's got it. Then to Phelps. They're looking inside, but there's a lot of tall boys in the middle of there. It's going to be tough to pass to the inside. One of these kids is going to have to take a shot here pretty soon. All right. They're still fishing. And right now, it's just the ball's moving. It's just moving at the three-point line over and over again. They're just trying to get it inside. A.J. Morgan gets the ball, has an open three look, misses. Number 10 gets a great rebound, and that ball gets passed out to A.J. Morgan again. He drives in a little bit, takes a short 8-foot jumper, misses it, called jump ball, and they're going to say the Screaming Eagles retain possession. So now they're going to have an opportunity to pass the ball in here. The last time they did this, it was A.J. Morgan went straight underneath the hoop, got it, and went in for a layup. And they're going to do it. Oh, they tried to do it again. Good job of the Fighting Cardinals to not let that happen again. Michalski gets the ball at the three-point line, takes his shot wide open and misses it. And now the Fighting Cardinals get the ball back. Hifner's got the ball. Looking to get the ball to Penn. Does it at the top of the key. Then over to Pichella. Back to Penn. Looking to Hifner, who takes a contested three. So wish 26-22. Sometimes you just got to be better, right? That was a contested three. Makes it. A.J. Morgan has the ball, being patient with it. Gets the ball over to Phelps. Then back to A.J. in the corner. Back to Phelps at the top. He's looking, dribbling. Gets the ball over to Bogard. Back to Phelps in the other corner. Then to Bogard again, to Michalski. Then to A.J. Morgan. Pump fakes, gets by his guy. Tries to reverse the pass. Pichella tries to save it. And the ball gets thrown back to the Screaming Eagle. So now we're all reset again. And now Phelps has the ball at the three-point line. A.J. Morgan has it in the corner, takes an open three-point look, and then he drains it, 25-26. I told you it was going to be a competitive half. It just started. 15 minutes and 40 seconds left in the second half. It's a one-point differential with the Fighting Cardinals in the lead. Hifner has the ball, looks to drive by one, two, three defenders, does a great Euro step for a nice layup underneath the hoop. That was great athleticism, 28-25. A.J. Morgan has the ball, carrying it up the court. They're not playing press defense, but they are putting man on him really early. Okay. So Corbin Phelps was to pass the ball, and it looks like it incidentally kicked off of Hifner's foot. So it's just like called. It's not a foul. It's just like a reset of play. I suppose in some scenarios it's a foul if it's like purposeful, but it's not. Either way, Screaming Eagles keep the ball. They're right now, Phelps is setting up the offense. Heckendorf's in the game right now, and he's looking to get the ball. Passes to Michalski underneath, trying to make some magic happen. They're moving the ball back and forth. Heckendorf gets it back over to A.J. Morgan at the three-point line. There's some point, gets some movement. Phelps has an open three attempt, takes it, and almost makes it. All right. This shot here. All righty. Penn has the ball, gets it to McCarty at the free throw line. And as he's taking a shot, he gets fouled. He's going to have a two-shot opportunity here. All righty. All right, first one is a miss. Second free throw, in, oh, out. It was like an in-and-out one. Okay. Screaming Eagles got the rebound. They're going fast. A.J. Morgan has the ball. He's trying to point his guy in his direction. Gets it to Heckendorf inside, then to Michalski underneath, pushing his guy. Has to pass it back outside. It was a good transition defense there. Phelps has the ball. Then A.J. back to A.J. in the corner. He's looking to fish it in. Heckendorf's wide open on the side. Good zone defense by the Fighting Cardinals right now. A.J. has the ball. Long three-point attempt. I'm sorry. You ever see when you the ball gets stuck between the backboard and the rim? AJ Morgan takes the shot and just goes dunk and it misses. Like, it's a miss. It just gets stuck on the backboard and the rim. So they were able to unlodge it quick and resume play. It's the Fighting Cardinals ball. You don't see that every day. Okay. Whew. Number three, block. Wow. Pifner tried to go up for about an 8-foot jumper, and Michalski says, nah, and blocked it. So now it's going to be Screaming Eagles ball because he blocked it while it was still in Pifner's hands. So it'll be the Eagles ball. Okay. A.J. Morgan carrying the ball to court. Quick to Heckendorf. Back to A.J. Morgan in the corner. Reversal pass to Phelps in great position for a nice quick transition layup. 27-28. Still the Fighting Cardinals lead. This game's close. 13 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second half. Plenty of game to play. Let's see which team can really start to get a lead. Ooh! Great pass over to Griffin Pent. It was a beautiful rainbow shot. 3-point made. 31-27. Excuse me. Heckendorf has the ball. Pass it inside, outside, in the back of Phelps. Looking. Gets it over to Heckendorf. Michalski gets the ball underneath the paint, and how did that not go in? Somehow, that's an offensive rebound for Corbin Phelps back to Michalski. Then A.J. Morgan has an open three. He tries to drive, but it gets stolen. Corbin Phelps tries to intercept it. Can't. Now Pifter takes the ball to McCarty underneath. McCarty takes the shot, misses. Schinnebeck gets the rebound, then back to Michalski, who's now carrying it down the floor as fast as he can. He gets underneath the paint. He somehow didn't. Okay, he gets the ball back up to A.J. Morgan. Phelps has it. They're looking for the three. Morgan gets it at the top of the key, misses. Phelps almost gets the rebound, but McCarty gets it instead. Woo! That was a call and a half. Thank you for slowing down. 12 minutes, 20 seconds left in this half. Putting Cardinals still in the lead, 31-27, and now they have position ball. Pifter decides, you know what, I'm going to take a contested three right now. Barely, he made the last one, misses this one. Eagles have the ball. All right. Heckendorf passes it out to Phelps. Still at the three-point line. They're looking to set up their guys. A.J. Morgan has it. He's looking for a potential pass. There it is. And underneath Michalski, who powers by, can't do it, and almost was a, I heard someone from the court, we have a timeout called by the Fighting Cardinals, 11 minutes and 44 seconds left in this game. The Fighting Cardinals are up 31-27. There's going to be a one-minute timeout. We'll take a one-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the game between the Schwamick Screaming Eagles and the Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinals. Cardinals in the lead by 4, 31-27, and they have the ball. Pifter's got it, gets underneath the paint, goes for a layup, gets blocked. And now it's the Screaming Eagles ball. A.J. Morgan gets it on a fast transition breakaway, gets the layup, pushes the score within 2, 29-31. They're looking to fish for another steal. This is an interest. A.J. Morgan is literally playing. He's on defense, and he's at the half line. They get the steal, and now A.J. gets another free layup. That is so risky. That is unbelievably risky. It's now 31-all with 11 minutes left in the second half. Fighting Cardinals If they're okay, Fighting Cardinals, you have AJ Morgan staying at the half point line. It's 5-4 basketball. I've never seen this before. You're gonna have an open guy. Cardinals, look for the open guy. He's gonna be wide open. 22 has it. 23 gets it. Layup. There it is. 33, 31. Cardinals, they're playing. It's like the equivalent of like pulling the goalie in hockey. Still, I've never seen this before. Where it's like, you know, we're gonna play 4-man defense versus your 5 guys. But if you mess up, we get a free layup. It worked twice in a row, but either way, it got rid of the lead. But because the Fighting Cardinals made it their last shot, they get to keep their lead 33-31. Okay, I don't know if you keep playing that defensive/offensive style, but I mean, credit where credit's due. That did get rid of that deficit that was slowly growing. So Fighting Cardinals have the ball, and they're sticking with it. AJ Morgan's seen at the halfway court. We have a blocking foul. Yep, 100%. Good eyes by the ref there. Number 4, that will be Aiden Spicella, got fouled on his layup attempt. And first free throw is off the rim and a miss. Score will remain 33-31. Substitutions coming in and out. Miguel's in. Bolgard's in, Heckendorf's out, and Schinnebeck is out. And then right now they got Fender, Piffner, Spicella, Pent, and McCarty. All right. Second free throw is in. The score is now 34-31. 10 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. A.J. Morgan has the ball. He's carrying it up the court casually, looking for his guy. Gets it to Phelps. Passes it to Morgan on the corner. Looking to get it to Miguel on the inside. Phelps can't, but then he gets it over to Bogart. Then over to Phelps, back to Bogart. Trying to keep the ball here. The Fighting Cardinals are marking Michalski right now. They are not letting him get the ball underneath. Good read. All right, Morgan has the ball. Looking to see if he can't get an open guy. Can't. Phelps has the ball, can't do it. Gets it back over to A.J. Morgan at the top of the key. Then to Phelps, who tries to get by his guy, goes for the layup, and is fouled. Ooh, they're calling that it was a good defensive. Okay, so when you're allowed to get in the way of the charging offensive player trying to make a shot. But there are some rules and stipulations with that. And one of those is arms down, and you cannot move. Like, you basically have to just kind of close your eyes and take the hit. And so because the defender did that properly, it's an offensive foul by Corbin Phelps, who's limping off the court. I hope he's okay. I'll give an update on him in a moment. Looks like his knees really busted up. So because of that great defensive effort by the Fighting Cardinals, they are able to get the ball back and keep them from giving up any points. Piffner gets the ball on a nice 1-2 pass to Spicella, and then back to him, makes a nice little short jumper to score now 36-31. Morgan has the ball at the top of the key for the Screaming Eagles. Passes inside to Michalski. Can't make magic happen. Back to Morgan at the three-point line. Then over to Bogard. Then back to A.J. Morgan. Successful steal attempt by Fender, but then Michalski's like, no, my ball. Miguel gets the ball, looking back to Michalski, getting it up. Can't get it over to Morgan underneath. Ball is like past. This is kind of crazy. Morgan somehow gets the ball on a very open three-point attempt, and he misses. So it is now Fighting Cardinals ball. Okay. 8 minutes and 37 seconds left in this game. Fighting Cardinals are up 36-31. They're holding the cards right now. Let's see if they can finish off the game. All right. Fender's got the ball. They have every reason to play patient. Pass it over to Fender. Oh, Fender passes it to Piffner, who just drains the three contested. Piffner's been taking contested threes all night. I feel like he's made more than he's missed. Scores now 39-31, and the Screaming Eagles have got to do something. And good eye by the ref. That was a reach-in foul, and so even though the ball went out of bounds, it is going to be retained possession by the Swamig and Screaming Eagles. Okay. Ball's passed in. Miguel has it at the top of the key. He's using hand signals to try to get his guys to move the way he wants. Bogar gets the ball on the right. Then underneath, back out to Miguel, who drives forward, has an opportunity, gets it to Morgan, who then goes by his guy, makes a 1-2-step layup, make 33-39. I know you're falling behind. You'd like to make threes, but sometimes you just kind of have to break the drought and get into the point. And that was a good way to do that. All right, Pifter's got the ball, gets the defender at the top of the key. All right, Cardinals looking to make a play. Fender goes by his guy, gets fouled. But he was fouled before the shot was made. It was a blocking foul, but he didn't make the shot yet. So instead of a two-point opportunity, it's just a pass-in opportunity. Neither team is in foul trouble. Like I said at the halftime break, both teams are playing very disciplined basketball. I'm very impressed by that. All right, some good pass-in. Fender gets a three-point opportunity. And they got hot. They just made another three-pointer. It is now 42-33. Fighting Cardinals are running away with this half right now. Okay. Screaming Eagles got the ball. They're moving. Looking, get the ball underneath, and it is stolen. And it's stolen again by Michalski, who can't dribble. They're calling a foul on the Cardinals. They're calling a foul on Pent. Okay. Screaming Eagles get to pass the ball in. They get it over to Michalski in the corner, the three-point line. Then back out to Hackendorf. And A.J. Morgan looking to dribble by his guy. Can't do it. Ball's passed over to Phelps. Then to Miguel underneath. And back to Phelps and over to Hackendorf. They're trying to get it inside. The ball gets intercepted. It goes over to Pifner. It gets intercepted by Corbin Phelps, but the ball goes off his hand. It goes out of bounds. Phelps is limping again, and if he's limping that bad, he can't be on the court. Yeah, the coach sees it. Calling a timeout. 6 minutes and 38 seconds left in this game. Screaming Eagles are in a pickle. They went from a one-score deficit down to 9-point deficit. Fighting Cardinals are in the lead, 42-33. We're going to take a one-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere as we finish this game.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right. Welcome back to the Swamigan Screaming Eagles versus Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinals. There's 6 minutes left in this game. The score is 44-33 in favor of the visiting team, the Cardinals. A.J. Morgan drives past his guy, goes for a layup, makes it. That was beautiful. He went up and then, like, shot it backwards and then made it. 35-44. Fighting Cardinals have the ball. They're efficient. Gets the ball to Penn. Then over to McCarty. Then to Pifner. Pichella's in the back. 1-2-step. Did he take? Okay, I'm laying on the ref. He might have taken a third step, or he might have not. He did get fouled. Okay, that's what I thought. All right. We have a shooting foul on Pippner. Not on Pippner. Like, it happened to Pippner. So he gets a 2 free throws. I should say it this way. Pippner drew a foul. There we go. I can speak good. All right. First free throw. Nice shoot. He just made it. 45-35. 10-point differential. All right. Ball is up. Ball is in. 46-35. All right. Corbin Phelps has it. Gets the ball passed out. Then over back to Phelps. Then to Bogart. He passes it out to A.J. Morgan. Contested two-point shot. Gets fouled as he makes it. It was like an 8-point jumper. The guy hit his elbow when he went to go block it. So it is a 2 free throw opportunity for him. Okay. Here we go. First free throw. It's in. Score is now 36-46. Second free throw. A.J. Morgan up and out. Defense rebound made by McCarty. Gets it over to Spicella, then back to Pippner. We have a full court press activated by the Plumbing Screaming Eagles. Pichello back to Pippner, then to Pence. Back to Pippner again, who then passes it inside to McCarty. Makes a very easy layup. And then we have a timeout called by the Schwabigan Screaming Eagles. The score is now 48-36. And with that, we have a 1-minute timeout. Let's take a 1-minute ad break.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back to the game. There's 5 minutes and 5 seconds left in this game. Fighting Cardinals are up 48-36, and A.J. Morgan has the ball for the Screaming Eagles. They're driving up the court quickly. They got to get some points on the board fast, try to make this game competitive once again. Ball is immediately stolen by Pippen, who gets the ball to Fender, goes for the layup, and he makes it, 50-36, 14-point differential. All right, A.J. Morgan gets by his guy. Passes it over to Michalski, who takes a 3-point opportunity, and it's off the rim. Good defensive rebound. That was Robert Schinnebeck. Good job. 2 points there on the layup. 38-50. Tifter's got the ball. 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Drives up the court. Makes a layup on a nice 1-2 move. Past two defenders. 52-38. A.J. Morgan has the ball. Open 3-point attempt. Fakes it. Passes it to Michalski. Then to Miguel, who has about a 14-footer, misses it, offensive rebound made. Then offensive rebound made by Schinnebeck, who misses the layup. Bogart gets the ball, gets fouled, and it's now Screaming Eagles ball to pass in underneath the hoop. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Substitutions coming in and out. Miguel's out. Hackendorf's in. I believe That would be Marcus Purdy is in for the Screaming Eagles. All right. Ball's passed in. Hackendorf's got it. Then back to A.J. Morgan for a wide open three. He takes it. He misses it. But Marcus Purdy. Oh, no, that was Hackendorf. Hackendorf, great job on the offensive rebound. Gets the 2 points on the layup. Now 40-52. Ball is stolen by A.J. Morgan. And the ref. Here, let's see what they called. It looks like the. they called a foul on Quincy Fender of the Cardinals, a reaching foul. Okay, so Screaming Eagles get the ball back, and they get to pass the ball in. Ball gets passed in. Wide open shot missed by Marcus Purdy. Defensive rebound made by Penn. He drives up the court, passes it all the way across the court to number five, then back to number one. So Hopper passes it to Fender, gets fouled. And now the Fighting Cardinals get to pass the ball in underneath the hoop. All right, this is the Cardinals' game to lose. They are up 12 points with 3 minutes and 41 seconds on the clock. They hold the card so they can control the pacing of the game. All right, Penn's got the ball, passes it over to Pfiffner. Then over to Fender. Looking for his guy. Tipped pass, but they were able to keep it. Then it's now passing to Cardi underneath. Takes a short jumper. Misses, and now Michalski's got the ball. He drives all the way up the hoop as fast as he can. Passes it back to A.J. Morgan for an open three. Who takes it? Misses it. Defensive rebound made by Penn. Nice job. Hifter's got the ball. Drives to the court. Gets the ball over to Fender for a wide open three. He misses it. And now we have a rebound by Marcus Purdy, number four. Layup attempt by Heckendorf. Block. Was it blocked or out of bounds? I don't know. It was a shooting foul. Okay. Sorry, I just had to wait for the ref to give the thing. It wasn't a shooting foul. It was just a regular foul. So Screaming Eagles pass it in. And A.J. Morgan tries to take a shot, and he's looking for a shooting foul on that three-point. They didn't get it. I'll be honest, I was kind of shocked that A.J. Morgan took the shot. I mean, you're not going to get a foul every time you launch the ball straight up. So A.J. Morgan's going to have a little bit higher IQ than that for that. I mean, I'll be honest, I thought it was a pass. Either way, Screaming Eagles got to get buckle down on the discipline here because there's 2 minutes and 40 seconds. They have timeouts. They can get back in this game. Basketball is a wildly spinny sport or swingy sport, especially with 3 points on the line. Okay, Screaming Eagles get the defensive rebound off of the free throw. And then as they drive to the court, they draw the foul, and now he gets 2-point opportunity for the free throw. Okay, here we go. Oh, refs are calling up something. 1 second. All right, here he comes. 2-shot opportunity. They're just moving the guys around. There we go. Okay. Marcus Purdy, here we go. If you want to come back, you got to make the free throws. They're free. First one up, first one in. Very nice. 41-52. All right, second free throw. Up and in. Nice. 10-point deficit for Screaming Eagles. Fighting Cardinals have it. They're going to call a foul on Marcus Purdy. It was a purposeful foul, you know, because they're trying to force the Fighting Cardinals to take their free throw. Miss. And then they get an opportunity to try to score more points on that miss, right? That's the idea. This is what I mean by that, right? The Screaming Eagles scored 2 points to move the score from a 12-point to a 10-point with only 9 seconds off of that clock. There's 2 points. There's 2 minutes and 30 seconds left for the game. And that first free throw was just made by Penn. Second free throw missed, but McCarty gets the rebound, and then he makes the 2-point, turning it into a 3-point opportunity. That was huge for the Fighting Cardinals. They're now at 55-42, and now we have an open 3 attempt for Heckendorf. Oh, in and out. He gets his own rebound from the 3-point line, goes for a layup, gets blocked, but they retain possession of the ball because the ball went out of bounds. All right, pass in ball to Heckendorf, to Purdy, who misses his 3-point attempt. Then A.J. Morgan does the purposeful foul to try to force a possession switch off of this free throw attempt. 2 minutes and 9 seconds remain in this game. Fighting Cardinals are up 55-42. And if you can make both these free throws, you can start to absolutely make this game close to unwinnable. Okay. Here we go. 2 minutes and 9 seconds. McCarty's first free throw is a miss. So AJ Morgan has the ball. They're driving it down the court. He's double teamed right now. Passes it over to Michalski, who drives inside, then gets the ball over to Purdy, who then back to Michalski at the top of the key, then over to AJ Morgan, takes a contested three, but it looks good and is good. Nailed it. 45-55. The refs are deliberating right now. Yeah, they're calling an intentional foul. Okay, sorry, I'm listening to the refs right now, trying to figure out that a lot of things happen in a very little amount of time. So the three-point shot from AJ Morgan still counts, 45-55. Okay, that exists. While the shot went in or after it was done, there was a foul on a Screaming Eagle that was an intentional foul. They're calling a technical on him. So then that means that number 22, Griffin Pent, gets two free throws that are, there's nobody on that side of the court. It's just him, right? So he missed his first one, made his second one. The score is 56-45, Fighting Cardinals. Sorry for the delay in getting that to you. Sometimes a lot of things happen. I have to make sure that I'm calling it right. So, all right. With that, more whistles. All right. Okay. After the technical, after those free throws, it is still Fighting Cardinals ball. And the refs stop the game, and they're moving where the ball is getting passed in from. Okay. All right. Minute 56, ball's just been passed in. Fighting Cardinals ball, looking to get by his guy. Passes it over to Pent, straight up the court, then gets over to Pifner. They're looking to keep the ball moving so that they don't get fouled. Fender's got it. Ref's calling for a purposeful foul. There it is. AJ Morgan does a good job of getting into Fender. Kind of hug his hips just a little bit, right? You're not trying to call a technical, just a foul. And so Fender's going to have free throw opportunities. How these work, by the way, for these team fouls, is that if they make the first one, they can take a second one. If they miss the first one, game resumes, okay? That's why it's beneficial to foul when you're behind at this late in the game. If they miss that first one, you get the ball back, potentially. But Fender's not having any part of it. He says, I'm going to make my first two free throws. Pushes the score to 58-45. A.J. Morgan has an opportunity to make a three. Takes a very long three and drills it. 48-58. Fighting Cardinals are doing a great job keeping this game just out of reach for the Screaming Eagles. They intercept a pass. Great effort by Bogard, who gets it to A.J. Morgan, who shoots a three and misses. But now the ball gets all the way to Fender, who goes down the court by himself, makes the layup, scores now 60-48 with a minute and 12 seconds left in this game. Miguel's got the ball, passes it to Heckendorf, open three, takes it, misses. But we have the ball underneath the hoop for Bogard, who takes the layup, misses, and now number five, Hoffer, gets the rebound. Fender's got the ball, gets the ball all the way to Hoffer, then gets it back to Piffer, who goes up and misses the layup. Man, I thought that was going in. Michalski gets the rebound, 45 seconds left in this game. He's looking for his guy, makes a move, got a little gift there. That was the LeBron three-step. All right, gets it over to Heckendorf. A.J. Morgan has a three-point line, goes 1-2 Euro step up and makes the layup, 50-60. Whew. Timeout by the Schwamming Screaming Eagles. They are down 10 points with 33.8 seconds left in this game. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere. This game's almost done.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or your hoops. They've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back. Oh, man, this has been a good game. Now, I'll level with you. 33 seconds, 10-point differential. There is a 99.999% chance that the Fighting Cardinals walk away with a win here at the Schwamann Screaming Eagles High School game. But, here's the thing. You make three threes in a row, it's only a one-point differential, and you can absolutely do that in 33.8 seconds, right? So, we still got a game. They got to foul him, though. Miguel has got to get in his face. And there's the foul. There we go. Number 10, Schinebeck, was able to foul number 5, which is Anthony Hoffer. And now he's going to take his free throw attempt. Hoffer can put the game away right here, right now. If he makes one, it's huge. Oh, misses the first one. Here goes the second. Here we go. Second free throw. Up. Oh. The shooter he had his foot on the line. You can't do that. So even though it went in, it did not count. Screaming Eagles have possession of the ball with 29.8 seconds. Ball's passed in. Hackendorf has it. He's walking up. Michalski drives in the paint. Takes a free throw attempt. Makes it. 8-point differential. 22 seconds. Ball's passed in. They need to foul him. They couldn't do it. Balls gets over to McCarty, who takes the shot, misses, and now the ball stays inbound, and AJ Morgan has it. 7-6. He gets fouled by Fender. And, the game is over at this point. I'm surprised that Fender went for the foul there because, he just stayed up. So Michalski's got it. AJ Morgan gets it. He drives inside. Makes the layup, pushes the score to 54-60, and with that, the game is over. Great job by the visiting team of the Fighting Cardinals, who fought their way to victory against the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, 60-54. What a game! That was a lot of fun. I'll be honest, that was probably the most fun I've had this season in basketball. Both teams came out with great game plans. They came out with good team execution. The score said it was within 6 points, right? So, the Fighting Cardinals absolutely were able to create some distance because the score is 23-22 at the end of the first half. And so they were able to not only keep their lead but really push it to a boundary where Screaming Eagles were having to kind of take riskier and riskier shots. But, the Screaming Eagles, they were making some good shots in that scenario to keep this game within 6 points. So, tonight's game brought to you by 98Q. What a fun game. I'm proud of both teams tonight. I think that they delivered on an entertaining product for the fans, and they can both leave with their heads held high. They played very disciplined basketball, and this was team ball tonight. I didn't feel like there was like one player that took over the game, or one player that just was like straight up MVP. Fender and Piffner and Pent were playing great from outside, and McCarty for the Fighting Cardinals there, he was playing great on the inside. And Spicella was their main other fifth guy. He was playing really good within, great defense. So the starting five for the Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinals, they got a really good core there. They really do. And the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, they just weren't able. They were giving up too many open shots tonight, especially in the second half, and that just kind of bit them in the butt. So, going into practice this week, they're going to see it on film that they were playing mostly zone defense tonight, the Screaming Eagles. And when you play zone defense, the idea is that you're kind of floating with the ball. And you're going to give up some passes on the inside and on reversal passes, but you're going to have guys with an area. And the idea is, you shouldn't give up open shots. And unfortunately, you were. So, well, It was a wonderful night for basketball. It was really great to cast it on behalf of 98Q. My name is Stephen Jetlin, and I think you should all have a wonderful night. And I will see you next time. Goodbye.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM.